Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, we celebrate organs that were installed in the year 1937, 80 years ago. Well, the idea of this show came from the recent celebrations coming from Geneva around the ex-Clapham Junction Wurlitzer, and it got me thinking what other organs were installed in 1937, and it was indeed a good year. Plenty of famous instruments, plenty of good instruments were born in that year. Well, we start off at the organ that gave me the idea, and that's Clapham Junction. Vic Hammett is at the console with a track from his last ever concert, which was given in 1974. And listening to the whole thing, it certainly was a moving occasion, and Vic put every ounce of feeling into his playing. And I think that you can hear that now, the last piece that he ever played, and it's appropriately entitled Granada.
Thank you.
Vic Hammett there putting music and drama into his last ever performance at Clapham Junction in 1974. The finest example there of a Wurlitzer Granada Mark II organ. Now we turn our head to Compton and to the Ritz Nuneaton. The organ was there till 1968, until it was taken out and moved to the St John Vianney Church in Clay Hall, where not only did it gain some tender loving care, but it also gained the massive acoustic of the church, which suited the Compton. Well, for its 80th birthday, we've been giving it a makeover, and all the horrible formica that had been put on the organ in the 1970s has been taken off and it's been returned to its gold former glory. Well, sadly, only one commercial recording exists of the Clay Hall Compton, and it was done by Nigel Ogden. Here he is with Secret Love. Nigel Ogden there demonstrating the lush sound of the Clayhall Compton. And if you've got a spare afternoon on Bank Holiday Monday, the 1st of May, come along and hear it for yourself at 3 p.m. with a concert featuring three young organists, Cameron Lloyd, Lewis Scott and Richard Morgan. And it should be a brilliant show. And why not also admire the new paint job? Well, now back to Wurlitzer and to the Gaumont State in Kilburn. This wonderful Wurlitzer has managed to stay in its original home. Although it hasn't been used for the past 10 years, I'm sure enthusiasts will remember it for its lush sound. And many people have commented to me how unique it was to play. Well, the last person to record it was Michael Waldridge way back in 1995, the same age as me. And here he is with Love for Sale. Michael Waldridge, 22 years ago, at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer with Love for Sale. Now we travel up north to the Paramount in Birmingham. Now this magnificent Compton of four manuals and 10 ranks was extensively played by the late Steve Tovey in its latter years. However, when the theatre decided they no longer wanted the Compton, it left the Odeon and travelled around a bit before it found its current home, which is at the Paramount in Penistone. Kevin Grunnell owns the organ and he and his team look after it in the cinema. Although the organ has been added to, it still makes a wonderful sound, as you will now hear as Kevin himself plays a medley of foxtrot-style tunes, and I'm sure that you all know the names.
Thank you.
Well, just in case you didn't know the names, they were What a Difference a Day Made, Dream a Little Dream of Me, and Please. And I think that medley demonstrates the wonderful grand piano attachment to the Compton. And now we head down to London to what is widely regarded as the flagship of all Comptons, the one in the Odeon Leicester Square. The organ of 5 manuals and 17 ranks has certainly lasted the test of time at the Odeon. And although it doesn't get heard as much as it should do these days, it's still singing away quite happily. So let's have a track from one-time resident organist Gerald Shaw with a lively novelty number, Tambourine Chinoise. Gerald Shaw there having fun on the Odeon Leicester Square Compton. Back to Wurlitzer now and to the Ritz in Chatham, Kent. This was another small yet powerful Wurlitzer which has now found its way to the Butter Market in Shrewsbury, a nightclub of all places, where the Wurlitzer is looked after by the Shropshire Theatre Organ Trust. Lots of artists recorded the organ in the 90s and Arnold Loxham was one of them. Here he is with Hoagy Carmichael's Skylark. Arnold locks them there in peaceful mood with Skylark. Well, let's end this show with a bang, and we turn our head to the Southampton Guildhall, Compton. This mammoth dual-purpose instrument was installed in 1937 and is certainly the largest example of that type of instrument. And when I mention the name Reginald Porter Brown, well, the two went hand in glove. Here's Reg letting his hair down, as he always seemed to do, with a lively rendition of Oh When the Saints Go Marching In. Well, the Saints would have certainly been marching, I think, in the other direction if they'd have heard that. Well, that's all we got time for on this week's show, and I hope that you'll join us next week as we feature Len Rawl playing the newest home Wurlitzer installation. That's in the home of Barry Ells in Leighton Buzzard. So I hope that you'll tune in then, and it's all the best from me. Take care. Bye-bye.